From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Draw that pony, Little Beaver. The Indians are on the warpath up around the Bonanza Mines. There's no time to lose. Hit the trail.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Ride 'em, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Returning victorious from his recent encounter with the warring factions of the range country, rides in a light-hearted mood today, accompanied by his faithful and solemn-faced companion, Little Beaver. We find them astride Thunder and Papoose, winding their way through the desert buttes and mesas, headed for the little trading post at Shoshone. As they are entering the settlement...
Where we come, trading post, Red Ryder? Looking for man?
No, Little Beaver, this time I'm looking for a woman.
Squad trouble. Waste time. What you mean, woman?
I mean a nice, pretty gal to take to a dance. Don't you remember when we stopped up at the Elk Ranch, the cowboys were telling us about the shindig here at the trading post?
Me member.
Say, there's a poster for the dance over there now. See? Pioneer Bull, bring your best gal. Fun for all tonight at the trading post.
You no got him, best gal.
Hey.
What you see him, Red Ryder?
Look who just got off his horse at the Wagon Wheel Cafe.
Your Mace Hanley, always him making trouble.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, that broadcloth gent he's gone inside with is old Mortimer Grant, the boss of this territory. That old robber's always out to steal something big.
Now you know catch him, best gal, huh, Red Ryder? Maybe you catch a Mace Hanley and Big Boss Man, huh?
Maybe. Whenever those two get together, there's pretty apt to be trouble. I can't let this chance slip.
Good.
Listen, Little Beaver. You're going to the reservation for me and invite Mary Morrison to the dance.
Me better stay trading post with you.
Now, you wouldn't let a pal down, would you? Tell Mary I was too busy to ride up myself. Go on now, and don't forget to tell her how anxious I am to see her. You understand?
Maybe understand.
Look, how would you talk to a little Indian girl you liked?
Me talk squad this way. You gather wood. You cook food. You build teepee. You know dance. Me dance.
Oh, gosh, no, Little Beaver. Don't put it that way or you'll spoil everything. Just ask her if she'll go to the dance with me tonight and bring me the answer. All right, get along now. I've business to attend to with Ace Hanlon and old man Grant.
He go. Too bad. Miss Fight. Giddy up, Papoose.
Office, Ace. We can talk better in there.
Okay. Well, Grant, got the stuff for us?
You'll find the boxes waiting for you at the freighting office. They're labeled tools and groceries.
What do I get for selling the rifles to the Indians?
You get all the cash from the sale. It ought to be a pretty tidy sum, Ace.
I mean cash on the line, Grant.
Now, look here, Ace. Use your head. You think I'd associate you with my enterprises if I didn't mean to reward you in a more substantial form than mere money?
Yeah. Money talks loudest with me.
You forget my influence, what I can do for you.
I don't forget that I'm running all the risks. You'll have to raise the ante if you want me to do the job.
Well, the truth is, Ace, I want those rich gold claims at the Bonanza. If you can stir up the Indians so they'll run the miners off those claims, I'll count you in on the new ownership.
Cut it a little finer, Grant. You mean jump claims?
You put it very crudely, Hanlon. If the miners abandon their claims, they will, of course, be open to new firmings.
All right. That suits me. We'll do the filing and take you in as a partner.
You're stretching it a little. I'm still the boss around here. Now get going. Get those redskins started.
All right. But if...
Hold it. Think you hear that door move?
Does seem to be open a crack. It ain't gonna be healthy for anybody that's been eavesdropping. Well, so it's my old friend Red Ryder. What do you mean, Ryder, snooping on me like this? Talk fast.
You sort of act as though you had a guilty conscience, Ace.
Why, you...
You're mighty good on the draw, Ace, but not fast enough. Now, consider yourself lucky I nipped your gun instead of you.
What's the idea, anyway? Ain't I got a right to come into town for supplies without you gunning for me?
Sure. Get your supplies and get out. On general principles, I figure honest folks aren't safe when you're roaming around.
Why?
Now, do what I say. Get your supplies and get out.
Today.
Oh, Miss Mary. Got a message from Red Ryder.
Oh, you have? Well, how is your pal Red Ryder these days?
Him busy. You betcha you like him come see you, huh?
Why, well, of course I'm always glad to see Mr. Ryder.
Him no come. No time for girls. So me bring a message.
For me?
Him want you come dance in my trading post tonight.
Oh. Well, if Mr. Ryder has no time to come and ask me himself, the answer's no.
Ah, that good. We tell him.
No, wait a minute, little beaver. What else did he say?
Him say him too busy to come right now. Say you pretty girl. Want see you very much. You betcha.
He really said that? Well, that's different. Wait here, little beaver. I'll write my answer in a note. He might get the message all mixed up.
Squad trouble. No good.
Say, that fire water we sold them Indians sure did the work, Ace. Nothing like firearms and fire water to make them hit the warpath.
How much did we clean up on them rifles we sold the Paiutes, Ace?
Plenty. But that's only a starter. We'll rake in a wagon load of gold if the Indians do what we told them and drive the miners out of Bonanza Camp.
We better get going so we can file on them claims as soon as the Redskins clear the way.
Yeah, Buzzard. Nothing more we can... Hey.
What's the matter, Ace?
Who's this riding up?
Why? Well, that's Morrison, the Indian agent.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's looking for us, I reckon. Some of those Indians must have told him.
We better let him have it, Ace.
Oh, wait a minute. He can't prove anything on us. We've just been trailing horses that strayed off the reservation. Savvy?
All right. Keep your hands off your guns, all of you. I've got you covered.
Well, so it's you, Ace Hanlon. It's you that sold guns and whiskey to the Indians. After all I've done, you create trouble, tell them lies, and start them on the warpath.
Why, you're barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Agent.
Sure.
We were just looking for some stray stock when we almost ran smack into them red devils.
No need to lie about it, Ace. One of the Indians told me, and I saw you selling the stuff from up in the ridge there. You're under arrest, all three of you. Drop your guns.
Wait! One eye, you're too handy with your trigger.
Got him, though.
He's still hanging on his horse, look.
He won't for long.
Come on, boys, can't worry about Morrison now. We're heading for the Bonanza, pronto.
There, little beaver. You take this note to Red Ryder.
Take him.
And don't tell him I said no when I mean yes.
Me tell him.
That's good. Listen. Do you hear war drums?
Me hear them. No good.
There are shots, too. Oh, I wish Dad would come back.
Where he go?
He's trailing some men who are trying to start trouble. Listen. The drums are getting louder.
Chief Winnemucca no let Braves go in warpath. He friend to white man.
But Winnemucca isn't here. He's up at the hot springs.
When he come back, he fix. You betcha. Look him.
Why, it's Dad.
He almost fell on my horse.
Oh, little beaver. Come on. Oh, Dad, what happened?
Ace Hanlon selling guns on the reservation. Oh. Shot,
Indians on war paint. Can't stop them.
Little Beaver, hitch up the wagon quick. The nearest doctor's at Bonanza, and I'll take Dad there.
No, get him through to Bonanza. Bad Indian crazy. They kill you. Wait him here. I get him, Red Rider.
I can't wait, Little Beaver. Dad may die. I've got to get him to a doctor at once. Willow Bark, Red Cloud. Here, help me lift Dad. Hurry.
You go get him, Red Rider, quick. You wait. He come.
They said I'd find Red Rider here at the trading post.
Hey, back there pitching horseshoes by now.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Good shot, Red.
I'm pretty good today, boys, I have to admit.
Hey, Red!
Why, hello, Weezy. Where'd you come from?
Red, you know darn well I come from Painted Valley Ranch. It's on account of your aunt. Duchess has done a powerful lot of worrying about you, Red. It's just about time you was coming home.
I can't come right now, Weezy. I just had a run-in with Ace Hanlon. Whenever he's around, I always expect trouble.
Well, shucks. You can always find trouble without looking for it. Besides, you got to help with the roundup. And besides that again, remember, now, the Duchess ain't as young as she was. She needs you, Red.
Maybe you're right, Weezer. But I sure would like to find out what Ace Hanlon's up to before I go. A top straw boss like you can run the roundup. I got to keep my eye on Hanlon.
But gosh, Red,
still and all, I might go back to Painted Valley after the dance tonight.
Oh, shucks. You ain't gonna go to no dance, are you, Red? You ain't got no gal.
Well, I will have if Little Beaver brings me the right answer. Well, speak of angels, here he comes now. He sure looks excited, too.
Red Rider!
What's the matter, Little Beaver?
Red Rider, come quick. Ace Hanlon sell them guns to bad Indians and shoot Mr. Morrison. Miss Mary tried take him to Dr. Bonanza, Graves on Warpath. Maybe you hurt
jumping
him.
Jumping crickets. I should have guessed these supplies of Ace Hanlon's were firearms. That means, Little Beaver, that the three Indian villages between here and Bonanza will cut loose.
Cut them loose already?
We've got to warn the Bonanza miners and save Mary and her dad on the way. We'll have a tough time getting through.
Keep Winnemucca. Give him Mush medicine stick. Then can go through. Miss Mary say Winnemucca at Hot Springs.
Then let's get going. We'll find the chief and get his medicine stick pronto.
Hey, wait a minute, Red. The Duchess will skin me if you don't come back.
Weasel, you stay right here and pitch horseshoes. I'll be back before you make 100 ringers. All right, let's go, Little Beaver. All right, Thunder, hit that trail. Come on, Thunder!
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Red Rider, having appealed to his old friend Chief Winnemucca, chief of the Paiutes, has received from him the magic password used by Indians at wartime. It is called a medicine stick and consists of a ceremonial willow twig on which are three colored beads. In order to pass safely through the three hostile villages of the Warpath Indians, Red must show the medicine stick to them. The first white bead will pass him through the warriors of the Antelope Clan. The second red bead will get him past the Bear Clan. And the final black bead will give him safe passage through the Wolf Clan. Now Red on Thunder and Little Beaver on his Pinto Papoose are racing across country to try and head off Mary and her father.
Come on, Thunder.
Get him, Papoose.
We've passed the reservation, Little Beaver. Now by taking a shortcut, we can overtake Mary with a wagon.
Ride him fast. Indian catch a wagon, maybe.
We hope to get there first if... Hey.
You see him too, huh? Indians ahead.
Yes, we'll have to deal with them before we can go any farther.
Him by Utes. Antelope Clan.
Yes, and they seen us coming. Easy, Thunder. They're not going to be friendly. Looks like we're in for a fight.
But Ryder forget a medicine stick. You give him white bead for Antelope Clan.
Little Beaver, you're right. For a minute, I forgot all about Winnemucca's medicine stick. Let's see if it works. You signal to them in sign language that we're friendly before they riddle us.
They do them.
Well, at least they've stopped those whoops. Say, what's that buck saying with his hands, Little Beaver?
Wait him. He say... We got medicine stick, we live. No got medicine stick, we die.
Well, we've got the medicine stick, all right. Give him the signal to step up and collect our ticket.
We do.
How, Chief? We friend of Indian.
You got him, medicine stick?
Yes, here it is. And there's the white bead for your antelope clan.
Good. Me get him white bead. You keep him scalp.
Well, Little Beaver, the medicine stick worked like a charm that time, seeing our scalps are on straight. We've got no time to waste. Come on, Thunder.
Take a look at that shoe.
Yeah, no time, Ace, to worry about a lame horse.
Yeah, mare's lame, all right. Wait a minute. I'll hammer the shoe back with a rock. Yeah, but it won't help much.
Hey, wait. What's that wagon down the road there?
Whoever's driving that wagon's in a heap of a hurry.
That's the agency wagon. I'm curious to know who the driver is and why he's in such a hurry.
We can't afford to have no warning reach Bunyan's ahead of us, can we?
You're doggone right we can. Buzzard, you and One Eye get down there and find out where he's going.
Yeah. Sure.
And remember, dead men tell no tales.
Shut up!
Hey, woman driving One Eye. Yeah, it don't look like there's no man with it.
Yeah, I see. Pull up there! Hey, pull up!
There you go. Where you going, Bill? There's engines on the warpath. We'll get you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see white men. On account of the Indians, I'm hurrying to friends at Pine Valley. Do you think I'll get through?
Well, it's kind of risky, but if you got grits, you might do it. Say, you ain't got a man in the wagon with you, have you?
Oh, no, of course not. I only wish I had. I'm all alone. But if you don't mind, I better hurry or I'll get caught by the Indians for sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay, miss. You get going.
All right. Get up, Molly. Get up.
Come on, Buzzer. You just dropped the Paiute a tip about that wagon.
Come on, Thunder.
Giddy up, Papoose.
When we get to the top of the ridge, Little Beaver, we can see where the wagon road crosses the desert.
Papoose, he's tired. Ride him long way, very fast.
You're tired too, aren't you, Thunder? It was that steep grade. They'll be all right when they get their second wind. Well, here we are. Now, use your eyes and look for signs of the wagon, Little Beaver.
Me see a dust cloud over there. Look.
Yes, you're right. It's Mary's wagon. And say, what's that other dust cloud on the slope of the mesa?
Engines.
I'll say so, a flock of them. They're shooting at the wagon. Come on, Little Beaver. We've got a hard ride if we're going to save them. Come on, Thunder. Between the Indians and the wagon.
Look at Rick Ryder. 1 inch in the head. He heard of his Mary. If you know, shoot quick.
I'll have to wing him. You ride toward the main band and work that medicine stick if you can.
Oh, you wing him. Good. Injun hit ground hard. Make him cheat run.
Get going and work that medicine stick. I'm heading for the wagon.
Me work him. Rick Ryder!
Mary, are you all right?
I don't know. I guess so. I'm so excited and over. Oh, Red, I was praying you'd come and you didn't.
I wasn't much too soon, I reckon. How's your father stand it? He had a pretty wild ride for a wounded man. Well, Mr. Morrison, how are you feeling?
Never better. I guess I'll sit up.
Dad, please, your wound.
You fix a bear clan, Red Ryder.
Good, Little Beaver. Now, Mary, don't be alarmed. Your father's pulse and heart are good, but you've got to hurry to the doctor at Bonanza.
Well, you've got to come with us, Red Ryder. I couldn't face it again alone.
There's no need for that. Here's greater protection than I can give you, Mary.
What is it? Just a stick with a black bead on it.
It's a mighty powerful stick, Mary. That insignificant little black bead stands for the difference between life and death.
Him medicine stick. Me just give red bead to Bear Clan. This black bead, he for Wolf Clan. Him next.
Oh, it seems unbelievable. But I notice the Indians have completely vanished. Well, I guess that's proof enough.
Mary, you must hurry with your father. The medicine stick will see you through safely to Bonanza. I've got to ride the shortcut to warn the miners.
But, Red Rider, this medicine stick is your protection. I couldn't accept it and know you might be killed on my account.
Your father's life is in your hands. He's helpless. Now, don't worry about me. So long, Mary. Keep your chin up. See you in Bonanza.
If you must go, I've got to warn you of another danger.
What is it, Mary?
I saw East Hammond and one of his men who shot my father.
You did? Where?
They stopped our wagon a ways back. If they'd known Father was under a blanket in the wagon, something terrible would have happened to him.
East Hanlon started this uprising. Which way did he ride?
On the trail that crosses the North Ridge. His horse was limping. You might catch him, but you will be careful, won't you, Red Rider?
Yes, of course I'll be careful. But I'll get Hanlon. Drums or no drums, I've hit Ace Hanlon's trail and I'm sticking to it.
Water hole down in gulch. Me see them horses, white men hiding behind rocks.
There's one of them standing up. It's Ace Hanlon.
Engine's close, Red Rider. Me see him now. Look, Paiutes.
And what's more, they see us. I'm not going to give up Ace Hanlon if there's a whole tribe of Paiutes. Little Beaver, you've got to get through to Bonanza and warn the miners.
You no fighting Minions alone, Red Rider. They kill him, you.
I'm not going to fight him alone. I'm going to make Ace Hanlon help me fight him. Now, Little Beaver, you get as fast as you can and don't stop till you get to Bonanza.
Me get.
Get your hands up, Ace.
Huh?
Higher. And you two reach.
Red Rider. You're just the sort of hombre who would pick on white men at a time like this.
Do a thing, Rider. Here we're getting set to fight our own lives against the Indians, and you throw down on us with your gun.
That's exactly what I wouldn't be sure of, that you're going to fight Indians.
I don't like the way you said that, Rider.
He's right, Ace. Old quarrels aside, me and him be in the same boat.
No time to argue, boys. Here they come. Who you like this? The place of honor in front belongs to you.
What's the matter? Don't you trust us?
Seeing as how you sold the guns to these Indians, I don't trust you, no.
Well, they laugh sure on us. And to be shot at with their own rifles.
Shut up, you fool. Huh? I'm fighting because it seems I ain't got much choice. But if we get out of here alive, I'll make you pay for this, Red Rider. That is, if you don't shoot me in the back first.
I won't shoot you in the back, Ace, as long as you do your shooting in front at the Indians. All right, get ready. Here they come. Remember what good rifles you sold them, boys, and you'll fight harder. Let them have it.
Make sure a bullet count, boys. Roger, you're shooting too low. Here? Well, I got that one.
Oh, fine. Being shot by your own rifles.
It only creases your thick skull. Now get busy and keep your gun going.
Whoopee! I got the red devil to hit me.
Is your gun better shoot than I thought you would?
It's your hard luck, Rider. I'm saving one bullet for you.
Give them another volley, boys. Make them think there's 100 of us. Hold it, all of you. They're riding off. We've turned them away. They've had enough.
Doggone, we licked them.
All right, relax, boys. The Redskins have given up the fight.
Oh, gosh, I've still got my scalp, even if that bullet did take away a few hairs.
Well, congratulations, boys. That's the first honest fight you ever won.
Well, Red Rider, that ought to make us quit.
Oh, no, it don't. I'm going to take the three of you to the commissioner to stand trial for this whole uprising.
But when I jump him now, then follow me. Hey, Rider, don't hit me again. I've hidden the...
Well, your ornery partner Ace got away, but I'll land him yet. Now, you two are going to the commissioner with me. Come on.
I'm so happy we got to Bonanza in time to save your life, Dad. The doctor said a few more minutes and you wouldn't have a chance.
We can thank Red Rider for that.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. I'm sure happy to see you looking a heap better, Mr. Morrison. The miners have herded the Redskins back to the reservation to sleep it off. Now, if you'll be so kind, Mr. Morrison, as to identify these two men. I'm most regretful to say that Ace Hanlon got away.
Yes, I caught Ace Hanlon and these two men selling guns and firewater to the Indians. The one called Buzzard shot me.
That's fine, Mr. Morrison. You can bet these two'll get what's coming to them. All right, Sheriff, lock them up.
Come along, you coyotes. Get your power.
How can I ever thank you for saving our lives, Red Rider?
Oh, that's all right, Mary. What's worrying me is how we're going to get to that dance. And doggone, I just remembered Little Beaver never did give me your answer. Was it yes?
The answer was yes, but next time don't send Little Beaver as your messenger. I don't think he likes girls. Do you, Little Beaver?
Red Rider got him no time girls. He got him big job. Catch a Mace Hanlon.
No, Little Beaver. First I've got to pick up Weezer and go home to see the Duchess. I'll be seeing you again, Mary. And the next dance, we'll try to make it on time.
Has completed this adventure with Ace Hanlon and the Paiutes, he is destined to discover that new trouble has broken out in the gold mining valley of Bullion Bend. Will he again put himself in peril of a gang of crooks and robbers? For the answer, listen to the next exciting episode of Red Rider. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.